to Talking Tech and Learning in District 205, your home for quick, bite-sized tips to support learning activities in your classroom. Google Calendar can be an amazing tool to help you stay organized. Today, I'd like to go over a few quick tips for using Google Calendar effectively. The easiest way to find a coworker's calendar is to simply start typing their email address into the Add a Coworker's Calendar window on the left side of your screen. Once you start typing, a list of names that match the letters you type will appear below that window. Keep typing until you see the email address of the person you're looking for, and then just click on their name. Their calendar will be added to your view in Google Calendar and will be assigned a random color. Their name will appear in the list of calendars below your My Calendars section, and you will be able to see the events that they add to their calendar. Below your My Calendars section on the left, you'll see a list of all the calendars you subscribe to. If you don't want to see a calendar displayed on screen, simply click the colored box to remove the check mark, and those events will no longer appear on screen. To view them again, click the square to the left of the name, and the events will reappear. If you point to the name of a calendar, you will see an X and three dots appear. The X will remove that calendar from your list of calendars. The three dots offers extra options. You can display that calendar only and hide all other calendar events from view. You can hide that calendar from your list of calendars. You can change the color of that calendar, or you can explore other settings and sharing options. You can invite others to view your calendar, or you can hide your calendar from the public. By default, your Google Calendar is usually visible to the public. If you'd like to change that, simply go to your calendar in the My Calendars list and click the three-dot menu. Click Settings and Sharing, and under Access Permissions, you'll see a blue check mark next to the Make Available to Public section. If you don't want people to see your calendar, simply uncheck that box. You'll also see in this section a blue link called Get Shareable Link. You can copy the shareable link and paste it into a website or an email to allow others to find your calendar easily. For example, if you visit www.galesburg205.org/calendars, you'll find a link to add the district calendar to your own personal calendar. Back in Google Calendar, there's another way to share your calendar with others. Go back to your settings and find the Share with Specific People section. You can simply click the Add People link and type in their email address. This will send a sharing request to their Gmail inbox. You can copy an event from someone else's calendar to your personal calendar. Simply click on the event and click the three-dot menu, choose Copy to Your Calendar. You'll also find a Duplicate option in this menu. This will allow you to create an exact copy of the event that you can then edit if needed. If you use this command to add something to your own calendar, make sure you change the calendar shown on the event's edit screen before you save the event. Google Calendar can be an amazingly powerful tool. Don't be afraid of it, though. If you'd like any assistance with setting up or using Google Calendar, please let me know, and I'll be happy to walk you through it. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join me again next time.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.